No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the third day of January. Day three, I'm so glad that you're here, that you showed up, and that you are allowing the Word of God to speak for itself. Sometimes I say things to us that I need to hear from myself. And so today, I need you to hear, because I need to hear, that there's a new mercy that's waiting for you no matter what you did yesterday, no matter what you did as you woke up, whatever's haunting you, the shame from the past, the anxiety of the future, the voices. We let the voices define us around us, and even the silent voices, the ones that are not willing to say anything, we let them define us. We give merit to the brokenness of other people and let it define us and our worth. And so I think I just need to hear, and I want you to hear today, that no matter what you've done in your past, if you've turned, if you've repented, God's forgiven you, and you're worthy of His love, and you're worthy to be here today. And I'm so glad that you're here. And those voices do not define who you are. And when we give in to them, we act out in our brokenness. It's a really bad pattern, a really bad cycle, and so we have to be grounded and rooted and know who we are, and that we are forgiven, that we are worthy, that we are becoming. As we become, we are becoming more like Christ. That's what I want you to hear today. We continue today in the book of Genesis, the story of Noah, chapters 8 through 11. And today is the final day in the New Living Translation, as we just started this a few days ago at the beginning of the year. Genesis chapter 8. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock with him in the boat. He sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the floodwaters began to recede. The underground waters stopped flowing, and the torrential rains from the sky were stopped. So the floodwaters gradually receded from the earth. After 150 days, exactly 5 months from the time the flood began, the boat came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. 2.5 months later, as the waters continued to go down, other mountain peaks became visible. After another 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the boat and released a raven. The bird flew back and forth until the floodwaters on the earth had dried up. He also released a dove to see if the water had receded and it could find dry ground. But the dove could find no place to land because the water still covered the ground. So it returned to the boat, and Noah held out his hand and drew the dove back inside. After waiting another 7 days, Noah released the dove again. This time, the dove returned to him in the evening with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Then Noah knew that the floodwaters were almost gone. He waited another 7 days and then released the dove again. This time it did not come back. Noah was now 601 years old. On the first day of the new year, 10.5 months after the flood began, the floodwaters had almost dried up from the earth. Noah lifted back the covering of the boat and saw that the surface of the ground was drying. 2 more months went by, and at last the earth was dry. Then God said to Noah, "Leave the boat, all of you, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Release all the animals, the birds, the livestock, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, so they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth." So Noah, his wife, and his sons and their wives left the boat, and all of the large and small animals and birds came out of the boat, pair by pair. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and there he sacrificed as burnt offerings the animals and birds that had been approved for that purpose. And the Lord was pleased with the aroma of the sacrifice and said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race, even though everything they think or imagine is bent toward evil from childhood. I will never again destroy all living things. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and told them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. All the animals of the earth, all the birds of the sky, all the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the fish in the sea will look on you with fear and terror. I have placed them in your power. I have given them to you for food, just as I have given you grain and vegetables. But you must never eat any meat that still has the life blood in it. And I will require the blood of anyone who takes another person's life. If a wild animal kills a person, it must die. And anyone who murders a fellow human must die. If anyone takes a human life, that person's life will also be taken by human hands. For God made human beings in his own image. Now be fruitful and multiply and repopulate the earth. Then God told Noah and his sons, I hereby confirm my covenant with you and your descendants, and with all the animals that were on the boat with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, every living creature on earth. Yes, I am confirming my covenant with you. Never again will floodwaters kill all living creatures. Never again will a flood destroy the earth. Then God said, I am giving you a sign of my covenant with you and with all living creatures for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the flood waters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember the eternal covenant between God and every living creature on earth. Then God said to Noah, Yes, this rainbow is the sign of the covenant I am confirming with all the creatures on earth. The sons of Noah who came out of the boat with their father were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. From these three sons of Noah came all the people who now populate the earth. After the flood, Noah began to cultivate the ground, and he planted a vineyard. One day he drank some wine he had made, and he became drunk and lay naked inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw that his father was naked and went outside and told his brothers. Then Shem and Japheth took a robe, held it over their shoulders, and backed into the tent to cover their father. As they did this, they looked the other way so they would not see him naked. When Noah woke up from his stupor, he learned what Ham, his youngest son, had done. Then he cursed Canaan, the son of Ham. May Canaan be cursed. May he be the lowest of servants to his relatives. Then Noah said, May the Lord, the God of Shem, be blessed, and may Canaan be his servant. May God expand the territory of Japheth. May Japheth share the prosperity of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. Noah lived another 350 years after the great flood. He lived 950 years, and then he died. This is the account of the families of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. Many children were born to them after the great flood. The descendants of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Teres. The descendants of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The descendants of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Their descendants became the seafaring peoples that spread out to various lands, each identified by its own language, clan, and national identity. The descendants of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush were Seba, Havila, Sabta, Reama, and Sabtica. The descendants of Reama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the ancestor of Nimrod, who was the first heroic warrior on earth. Since he was the greatest hunter in the world, his name became proverbial. People would say, This man is like Nimrod, the greatest hunter in the world. He built his kingdom in the land of Babylonia, with the cities of Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Kelna. From there he expanded his territory to Assyria, building the cities of Nineveh, Rehoboth-Ur, Kala, and Rezin, the great city located between Nineveh and Kala. Mizraim was the ancestor of the Ludites, Anamites, Leabites, Naphtuatites, Pathrusites, Casluhites, and the Kaphtorites, from whom the Philistines came. Canaan's oldest son was Sidon, the ancestor of the Sidonians. Canaan was also the ancestor of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. The Canaanite clans eventually spread out, and the territory of Canaan extended from Sidon in the north to Gerar and Gaza in the south, and east as far as Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim near Lycia. These were the descendants of Ham, identified by clan, language, territory, and national identity. Sons were also born to Shem, the older brother of Japheth. Shem was the ancestor of all the descendants of Eber. The descendants of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The descendants of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Eber had two sons. The first was named Peleg, which means division, for during his lifetime the people of the world were divided into different language groups. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the ancestor of Elmodad, Shelef, Hazar Maveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzael, Dikla, Obal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Hivala, and Jobab. All these were descendants of Joktan. The territory they occupied extended from Mesha all the way to Sephar and the eastern mountains. These were the descendants of Shem, identified by clan, language, territory, and national identity. These are the clans that descended from Noah's sons, arranged by nation according to their lines of descent. All the nations of the earth descended from these clans after the great flood. At one time, all the people of the world spoke the same language and used the same words. As the people migrated to the east, they found a plain in the land of Babylonia and settled there. They began saying to each other, "Let's make bricks and harden them with fire." In this region, bricks were used instead of stone, and tar was used for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let's build a great city for ourselves with a tower that reaches into the sky. This will make us famous and keep us from being scattered all over the world." But the Lord came down to look at the city and the tower the people were building. "Look," he said, "the people are united and they all speak the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them. Come, let's go down and confuse the people with different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other." In that way, the Lord scattered them all over the world and they stopped building the city. That is why the city was called Babel, because that is where the Lord confused the people with different languages. In this way, he scattered them all over the world. This is the account of Shem's family. 2 years after the great flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. After the birth of Arphaxad, Shem lived another 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad was 35 years old, he became the father of Shelah. After the birth of Shelah, Arphaxad lived another 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah was 30 years old, he became the father of Eber. After the birth of Eber, Shelah lived another 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber was 34 years old, he became the father of Peleg. After the birth of Peleg, Eber lived another 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg was 30 years old, he became the father of Reu. After the birth of Reu, Peleg lived another 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu was 32 years old, he became the father of Serug. After the birth of Serug, Reu lived another 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug was 30 years old, he became the father of Nahor. After the birth of Nahor, Serug lived another 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor was 29 years old, he became the father of Terah. After the birth of Terah, Nahor lived another 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah was 70 years old, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the account of Terah's family. Terah was the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran was the father of Lot. But Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, the land of his birth, while his father, Terah, was still living. Meanwhile, Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. Milcah and her sister Iscah were daughters of Nahor's brother, Haran. But Sarai was unable to become pregnant and had no children. One day, Terah took his son Abram, his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and his grandson Lot, his son Haran's child, and moved away from Ur of the Chaldeans. He was headed for the land of Canaan, but they stopped at Haran and settled there. Terah lived for 205 years and died while still in Haran. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together we've had in your word. And as this week of newness comes to a close, I pray that every person would feel the love of a loving God, maybe one that they don't yet know, to be loving, to be true, to be faithful. I thank you for every person here that longs to know you through your word and to allow your word to speak for itself to them. And may they come into a deeper relationship, a deeper knowledge of who you are because of you, because of your word. We love you and we worship you. We give you this week and let go of all the things that are left undone that we can't take into the newness, that are not ours to take with us. I pray that we would let them go and lay them at your feet. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, yesterday I gave you the website and told you, not going to bombard you, but we'll keep doing it and you'll keep hearing it and you won't be so overwhelmed with everything coming at you at once. Daily Audio Bible. That's the website, that's home base, that's the free app that you can download. Anything you want to know about Daily Audio Bible, you can check it out there. There is a store. There are materials, resources created to enhance your journey through the Bible. We'll talk about some of those as we go. But for now, there's a little place. You can check that out and shop until your heart is content. If you would like prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, as you hear at the end of the podcast, several different ways for you to do so. For chronological, 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological and it will get to the right place. We'll continue together tomorrow. Well done. Day 3. You did it. We're just getting started. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, this is Tim from Michigan. It is the 30th of December, and I'm about ready to complete my 2 years of listening to Daily Audio Bible. It has been transformative for my life. I have really now started to listen to the prayer line and its community, and I want to pray for Victoria Soldier, who I picture as like my grandmother, just praying for all her children. So I'm going to pray now for her. Lord, I thank you so much for the prayers of this community, especially the prayers of Victoria Soldier. And I want to thank you for her faithfulness and for her love of you, Lord, and that you know that she has also needs as well, but that she puts the needs of this community maybe over her own or needs, and I thank you for that. And I also want to pray for and lift up a prayer request for myself and some other individuals that have lost their retirement savings in a financial scam. And I want to pray for those who are struggling that way.
Hello, this is Daughter of Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over all of you. I want to pray for Mason, Greg, and Leanne. Lord, you know that what Greg and Leanne are facing is something they never, ever thought that they would have to, that their baby boy would be locked behind bars and have to stay until someone else says they can go. Lord, during this time in prison behind bars, I pray that he will not only learn of you, but that he will develop a personal relationship with you. One, that when he leaves prison, that there'll be no other way for him, Father, that reading your word, praying to you, taking time with you, telling others about your son, Jesus, will be what matters most to him, Father. I pray when he does get out that he will be able to find a job to where he can do the same, but do it within that job and be able to sustain himself, but to glorify God. And I pray that you'll be with Greg and Leanne. I'm sure they're blaming themselves somehow because they're the parents, but Lord, just give them peace that surpasses all understanding, and let them know that it's his actions that caused it, not theirs, Lord. And I pray that he will hold responsibility for what he did and not throw blame, that he will fall at the feet of Jesus and trust no other but Jesus. I love you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Cece from Texas. Just want to pray blessings over everybody that participates in the community prayer, and of course the prayers at the end of the daily readings. Bless you all. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Father. Remind us, Father, that your Spirit would remind us continually of your goodness, of your faithfulness. Father, that we would bring to remembrance at the forefront memorials of your faithfulness, Lord God. We all have them. Times you've brought us through. Times we've had victories. Times we got back up when we fell down. I love you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you never let go of us. And when we walk away, you're always there waiting for us to return.
Well, Happy New Year, DABC. To God be the glory for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his love. If you're listening to this, all of us have held on this year. We know if it had not been for the love and grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we would all be a miserable people. But we are here in love, and we love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we give your name the praise. Thank you, Brian, Jill, Miss You China. But thank you guys for 20 years. It has been wonderful. I looked and I've been 7 or 8, I think, 2018, 2020. So 8 years, and I will be on the boat to start again. My family just left, 2 different cars. We had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday. Christmas Day, we were in Charleston walking on the beach. Today it's freezing here in North Carolina. But God, I just want to say, I was not going to call in because I have to be honest, I literally just finished the Thanksgiving party about 2 days ago. But I did finish the Christmas party because I did that all the way when I was driving down. So much. This is such a wonderful, wonderful group of people from all over. Jesus, we just love you. Take care, everyone. May 2026 be full of peace and joy in your heart. May you continue to be strengthened in the Word and continue to stick with us here at DAB. Amen.
Hey, Dab Fam, it's Carrie, a.k.a. Jesus Girl. First of all, for those that saw my posts yesterday on December 28th and prayed for my sister Liz, thank you so very much. My sister Liz went home to be with Jesus last night. She wasn't a biological sister, but blood couldn't have made us any closer. She does have two daughters. One's 24 named Deja and one's 15 named Delilah. And they desperately need your prayers in this time. She also has a biological sister named Shamika. Shamika's partner, Sam, also, Sam's mother passed last night also. So both of them had a serious blow in a matter of a couple hours. Sam and Shamika are recovering addicts and alcoholics. And I just ask for a special prayer for both of them that they will be able to stand strong in the midst of this horrific pain and not reach for a bottle, a pill, a needle, anything else to help numb the pain, but that they would realize that Christ is there for them and He is the source of true peace and comfort. I thank you all so much. And Aaron from Idaho, I'm a day behind in listening because of all that was going on yesterday. But today, your prayer resonated with me. Thank you. Your call. Praying for that mother's children also. God bless y'all. Happy New Year.